The Guardian.
I just got back from the town of Gori, which was hit by Russian bombers this morning. There's now a huge demonstration going on in Freedom Square in the centre of Tbilisi. There are a whole lot of cars going past. The Georgian national anthem is being played. There must be about 5,000 people demonstrating with Georgian flags. I have to say, I'm not entirely sure what they're celebrating, but I've basically driven back from Gori this afternoon past the road littered with abandoned Georgian military vehicles, which have been sort of left there ignominiously. There are, you know, tanks there covered in leaves with decorated with apples, which the troops had sort of left behind in their haste as they fled. You know, artillery pieces, a couple of vans which have been smashed up. And this afternoon I was in Gori itself, in the main square, where a bomb struck, killing five people, including, I think, several journalists. And I talked to locals about what happened. They basically said that the Russians bombed the hospital last night, the main military hospital. This is before the ceasefire, and then bombed again this morning, the main square, right next to a statue of Stalin. The statue is still standing, but the square is littered with abandoned and broken vehicles with debris on the road. Bodies have been taken away. The person I spoke to, who lived just opposite the square, said that they heard this enormous noise. His windows blew in and he just fled. I met him on the road, stopping for a drink. He just escaped from Gori. When I was there, there was hardly anyone there at all, just a few old people walking in the streets, otherwise completely deserted, but no sign of military activity, which suggests that this sort of ceasefire deal is holding. But, you know, the interesting question is where this leaves Georgia, a country that's basically been further dismembered by the Russian military in the west and the center, with two breakaway provinces, and also where this leaves Mikhail Saakashvili, Georgia's president, for whom really this must be reckoned, I think, a disastrous misadventure.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.